So you want to take a look around? Let's start over here. I am a collector of Japanese maples. This particular cultivar right here is called Red Dragon, and it's one of my favorites. It stays red from spring through fall. So I started buying one or two trees annually, depending on how much my wife would let me get away with. But over the years, I've had between 15 and 25. I've actually removed some because they weren't doing well, too shady, too much sun, and give them to friends. They transplant readily. You know, they're really a lot of fun. I gain a certain sense of therapy from working with them. So this one here is called a fern leaf maple, or Acer japonicum acanthifolium. That's a tongue twister. I just like to call it fern leaf. I just really love the shape and the form of the trees. They don't get overly large. They're fairly easy to maintain. Essentially, what we've tried to do here is create a woodland garden in a desert. You know, growing woodland plants, azaleas, hydrangeas, rhododendrons, Japanese maples in the desert, it's challenging, but you can grow sagebrush in Seattle, too, if you really wanted to. It's just not that easy. This yard, people say, well, is it high maintenance? Depends on your perspective. If you love to garden, if you have a passion for your plants, it's not really work. But you wouldn't want to live here if you don't even enjoy mowing your lawn. I just walk around and enjoy what Mother Nature has given us. So.